Data Development, the World Health Organization Regional Office for Africa has commended President Yoweri Museveni for postponing Uganda's annual Martyrs' Day celebrations, describing the decision as a critical step in preventing large-scale Ebola transmission during the ongoing regional outbreak. In a statement, the WHO Regional Director for Africa, Professor Mohamed Janabi, praised the Ugandan government's leadership and commitment to protecting public health at a time when Ebola cases continue to rise in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. The WHO Africa office said the postponement demonstrated Uganda's commitment to safeguarding communities and limiting the spread of the highly infectious Ebola Bundibugyo virus strain. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization, also on his official X thanked the government of Uganda for their swift action and all precautionary measures to prevent Ebola from spreading further, including the postponement of Martyrs' Day commemoration on June 3, 2026. President Museveni announced the postponement of Martyrs' Day on May 17th following consultations with the National Epidemic Response Task Force and religious leaders. Still in health, Ebola, at least 100 deaths have been reported in an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than 390 cases suspected. The head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told the BBC. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared the outbreak an international emergency. At least six Americans have been exposed to the Ebola virus during the outbreak in the DR Congo, sources have told CBS News, the BBC's US partner. The current strain of Ebola is caused by the Bundibugyo virus, for which there are no approved drugs or vaccines. There are also two confirmed cases and one death in Uganda, according to the CDC.